you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
But I'm going to do this quick Halloween message so you don't take your kids out dressed as monsters. Amen. Me taking your kids, little goblins. Come on, little, you know. Amen. Let me teach you something. You know, and a lot of us, when we were young, we didn't have the knowledge. So we went out and did it. We just went out and did it, and, you know. And things weren't as bad as they were bad then, but they weren't as bad as they are now. Amen. You're liable to see something walking now, and it's the real thing. Playing like it's a child, just so he can get in your house. You open the door, trick or treat, blah! He just run in your house, hide in your closet, and just disappear. You can't go. So they don't tell him what's going on. You know, I had some friends that worked at a haunted house. I told people this years ago, worked at a haunted house and said that, you know, when they have the haunted house, it's like stuff be in there that they didn't put in there. Every year they would say that. They'd say, man, it's stuff happening. It's like monsters that we didn't employ. Oh, we didn't pay them. What they doing in there? What you doing in there? Just I thought we only hired 8 monsters. It's 17 in here. And that's a true story. That really happened. So y'all better watch out. But let's talk about this so you can just have some basic knowledge on what this day is. And I really want to do this for the web as well so people can understand that this is not a playful day. Amen. This is not play day. Amen. This is not, you know, I know they have a lot of Christian alternatives. And, you know, I wouldn't dare get on here and just blast churches for having alternatives as bad as I would like to. I'm not going to do that because that's just where people are. They just feel like because the world is having something, you know, they do that with everything. I know churches that have proms. You know, so you come wear your booty dress at the church prom just because they're going to play gospel music. Kurt Franklin on the dance floor. Like, that's different. Mary, Mary, and Kurt. No, you know, but they want alternatives. And I remember when I was first starting youth ministry and I was doing youth ministry, I was doing certain things, trying to put programs together and stuff. And I came up with this idea to have this alternative program and I was going to do it. And the Holy Spirit spoke loudly to me in my spirit. I'll never forget it. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, God said, I'm not an alternative. That's what he said. He said, I'm not an alternative. He said, I'm the way. Everything else is an alternative. He said, I'm the way. So from now on, don't ever think or plan or plot me as an alternative. When you make me an alternative, you make the other greater. So from that day forward, I just stopped. You know, when the world has something, it don't mean we have to have an alternative. Amen. Especially with Halloween. Halloween, if you talk to witches and warlocks and different things like we have down through the years, different ones, and they've told us, they look forward to churches planning harvest rallies and harvest fests because that's still celebration. And they want their day recognized. Had it not been for Halloween, would they be having something? No. So, you know, I'm just very careful with that. I know some churches, they want to plan what they want to do. They want to do that. That's, you know, that's their prerogative. But as far as I'm concerned, it's just another day. Amen. It's a day to pray for our young people is what it is. Back in the day, ancient Druids set up Halloween as a day to sacrifice to Satan. If you study the Druids and the Celts, you'll find out that there is really no documentation left about the Druids. They made sure everything was hidden, and they hid it all in the secret order of Eastern mysticism. So, you know, unless you're enlightened by Freemasonry or one of these cultic groups, you don't have the knowledge of the Druids, okay? Their stuff is not published publicly, so you can't go get an encyclopedia and really, you know, dig up what the Druids did, because everything was so secretive. They were witches, okay? So their stuff was very secretive. Druids offered children because they believed that the fruit of the body was the only true offering to Satan for the sin of the soul. This goes all the way back to Babylon, the Chaldeans, goes all the way back to sacrificing to Molech and all these other things. They would make the child from their sin the fruit of the body. So they would commit these sinful acts, and the child would be the sacrifice to Satan. The trick or treat custom was also created by the Druids. When they went to a home on Hallows Eve or Halloween night, they would demand a child or a virgin for a sacrifice. The victim was a Druid's treat. So this is where we get the terminology from trick or treat. Okay. In exchange, they would leave a jack-o'-lantern or a pumpkin with a lighted candle made of human fat to prevent those inside from being killed by the demons that night. So because you gave them a sacrifice, they're going to leave a candle with the fat of somebody that didn't have a sacrifice, and going to light this candle so that they'll know that you participated in having a treat for them. When some, unfortunately, couldn't meet the demands of the Druids, then it was time for a trick, a symbolic hex, which is the hexogram, okay? That's the six-pointed star, you know, that they use for Israel, the flag, and some people call it the Star of David. That is the most demonic symbol that we have right now. It's worse than a five-point pentagram because it's actually male and female as a triangle intertwined together, and it is hexogram. I'm going to talk about it more extensively in part seven, because it's actually, the image of it is actually on the planet Saturn. That's where they get it from. Because if you think about it, and you think about star, you know, when you draw a star, why do we draw a star the way we draw a star? A star would just be a bright light. A star doesn't look like what we draw. That came from somewhere. Okay, so when we draw stars, we're actually drawing hexes and pentagrams. Okay, that was intentional. But they would put this hexagram on the front door, and then that night Satan or his demons would kill someone in that home. So when they put it on there, they would put it on there and say, "We put a hex on you." That's the hexogram. Okay. The angel of light. Satan can transform himself into a light bringer or light bearing angel, right? This means he is constantly desiring to position himself as one that brings knowledge that we lack as humans. He did that in the garden. That's him turning himself, transforming himself into an angel of light. He's going to bring you light, light bearer. That's what they call him in Freemasonry. That's what they call him in secret societies, the light bringer or the light bearer or the angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan can, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Oh, so it always looked like he's doing something good. That's why Eve ate off the tree, because he basically described it as something good. In other words, you're doing something good. But it wasn't good. We know that. During Halloween, special knowledge is given to those in the occult, but it requires blood sacrifices and special rituals involving child sacrifices or the fruit of the body. So to get this special knowledge, it's going to require blood sacrifice. So for occult members now, when they want the knowledge, you know, that's what Eve had to give. She, in exchange for that, she had to give herself or death. Death was coming up on her. It was spiritual death in order for her to get the knowledge of having her eyes open. Are y'all listening to me? So for the devil, whenever there's knowledge given from the devil, there's always an exchange. It's like selling your soul to the devil. They always say that, but it is. If you want to be famous, you want to sign a recording contract, you want a record deal, you want a movie, you want to be a movie star, there's an exchange. You got to give up your soul. You got to give up something, because the devil only works that way, with exchange. So during Halloween, these occult members, they use that day, since the Druids started it, they use that day to get what they need to get the knowledge from Satan, and they use the special rituals and blood sacrifices to do it. Deuteronomy 12 and 31. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abominable thing that the Lord hates, they have done for their gods, for they even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. Speaking of the Babylonians and the wickedness that they were doing, and the Egyptians, the wickedness that they were doing. When we take this day lightly, we subject our children to danger, and many will lose their children forever. Okay, what they do, the way they masquerade it is, they'll start a month before the 31st, and children will start coming up missing. They're not going to do it on the 31st. That would be too obvious. So a month before, children will start coming up missing. They'll start seeking children out, finding children, so that by the 31st, they can have the proper offerings and sacrifices that they need. Y'all paying attention to this? This is not a day. This is not a day any Christian should celebrate or recognize as special. Did you hear me? So you don't put a jack-o'-lantern on your door and when they come trick-or-treat, praise the Lord, everybody. No, you just turn your light out and say, you know, y'all just skip my house. Amen. You don't be trying to bring them in and sit them down and have Bible study. The devil desires to cause demonophobia. I talked about that in part 6. I hadn't even heard of that before part 6. Demonophobia. That's the fear of demons. We are, and most people suffer with the fear of demons. The devil desires to cause demonophobia and promote fear on this day. This does something to children when they are taught to be frightened or dress up as demons to frighten others. When they grow up, this may cause hindrances in their ability to deal with the devil when he comes for them. Oh, devil's coming for you. He's always coming for you. So if you done scared him and what are we doing Halloween? We're going to watch The Exorcist. You mess your children up forever. You messed up. You in the bed under the sheet watching it, under the covers. And so then when a real demon manifests, all it's got to do is puke up something green and you out of there. Oh, y'all, I can't get no amens because I know Christians that I love horror movies, boy. What? You love horror? And they wonder why your husband don't act right. He always mad. That's because you watch Blade every night. Every Christmas you buying him clothes that Wesley Snipes would wear. Now put in these teeth and kiss me. What? Horror. Ain't no Christian supposed to be watching a horror movie. What you look at somebody and say, what you watching horror for? I mean, if it's scary, you need to turn it off, because that fear, I'm telling you, the devil will capitalize on that and you'll find yourself scared. And at night when noises happen, you know noises happen when you're in the bed. You Jesus. You don't think the devil know you scared? The devil like, yeah, what you gonna do? Yeah. Speaking of old scary tongues, scared tongues. I mean, why are you scaring yourself? We don't do horror in the kingdom of God. Amen. That's the devil. That's evil. That's foul. Monsters, demons. That's especially when I tell my kids all the time, I do this for a living. I don't want to be playing with it. I don't want to be entertained by nothing I got to do for a living. I got to see demons for real. I don't want to see them on TV. Why would I pay for that? Paying to see them. Some foolishness. When they grow up, this causes those fears. 2 Timothy, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound. Look at somebody say, sound mind. You don't have a sound mind if you're scared. How you have a sound mind and you shaking? Heard a noise last night. And I mean, I don't know what it was in the house. Heard a noise. I'm just like, asked my wife, did you hear that? She said, yeah. And I'm just waiting on something. That, come on, let's go. You want to? You gonna get in my house? You breaking in my house? It's a hole. Went back to sleep and just said it right. Because if you in here, brother, you about to meet your destiny. Can't be scared. How you gonna do ministry for God scared? Hell, that neighborhood's too bad. I can't go preach over there. It's just bad. Bad is just the devil working through people, and they'll submit to you. if you have the power of God. Now, if you're not sure about your power, then, yeah, don't be going over to the south side trying to preach. Now, don't be over in the creek trying to minister if you ain't sure. Can I keep going? Yes. Halloween is no joke. Look at somebody say it's no joke. Children are mutilated and murdered every Halloween, and it is not a coincidence. They are carefully planned sacrifices to Satan carried out by those who serve and worship him. Children are prepared to be future worshipers by Satanists. These Satanists obtain blood from children by planting razor blades, crushed glass, pens, etc. in candy and treats. The total sacrifices are obtained by injecting special poisons and drugs into candy or treats. Satan brings many children under his guidance by special incantations that place curses on the candy and treats given on Halloween. These treats influence children that will eat them. The behavior of the children changes, and when of age, the cursed children become powerful and desire to become Satanists themselves. That's how it happens. I talked about that in, was it part six? No, part five, about the boy we prayed for that had to have the blood transfusion, and God performed the blood transfusion on him. Somebody got his blood when he was young. This boy couldn't even walk in a church. Could never walk in a church. And his sister came into the church and told us, she said, he wasn't even in the church then. She said, he's out. He can't come in church. And so they brought him in, and he came in there, and God literally had to transfuse this boy's blood because a curse was put on him by a witch. Got his blood, made a deal with his mama. That's what they do. They make deals with these people. So when they passing out this candy and stuff, y'all better watch out. I'm serious. And I'm not doing this as scare tactics, y'all. This is a real day. I mean, you think the devil's going to go light on you? Well, I'll go light on them because they Christians. No, you the one he's going to come heavy on. Well, I'll take it easy on them because, you know, they don't know. No, he's a deceiver. If he's a deceiver, that means he's a master of deception. Halloween is a serious time, and many children are harmed, and their parents are totally unaware of the danger that is unleashed on this night. We must stand against this day and pray for our brothers and sisters that think this day is just another holiday. We must educate others so that they will be cautious and keep this holiday and all manner of evil under the blood of Jesus. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That sounds like watching a horror movie. So what does it do? You watching horror, it's perverting you. I even had one guy tell me, you know, this guy studied under some master witches and warlocks in Hollywood. You know what he said? He said they create horror movies to open portholes in your house. And I said, now how do you open a porthole in somebody's house? He said, easy. If people are entertained by it and celebrating it, they're worshiping it. And worship brings the presence of whatever it is they're worshiping. So demons can find their way in your house just because you celebrating evil. You celebrate it because you paid for it and you anxious to see it. Yeah. Sounds like a good plan if you were a Satanist. I never forget, I was in this at Big T Bazaar. Yeah. You know, when I travel and tell this story, I can't say that. Don't nobody know. I was at Big T Bazaar. It's about 20 years ago. I was at BT when I first got married. I was at Big T Bazaar walking around looking for some bazaar stuff. That's what's at a bazaar, right? Some discount on some jewelry or something. But anyway, I was at Big T trying to buy some nugget gold, some nuggets. Remember that? Remember the nugget bracelet and the nugget ring? They don't remember the nugget, Will. They looking at me like they all into the herringbone. No, we was the nuggets and the rope. Remember the rope? Y'all don't know nothing about the rope. It's like we had all the jewelry that the white folks was tired of. We tired of wearing ropes. Give it to them. And we just ropes. Oh, yeah. Nugget. Remember nugget necklace. Just nugget everything. Especially if you was a preacher. Nugget watch. And there was this witch. And she was a fortune teller. And she had her booth sitting over there. And she's passing out flyers. you know, for her palm reading. So you can read a palm or whatever. And she just, and she, I guess she had passed out so many, so she just had her head down and she was just like, whoever walked by, she just do this, and she was reading something. She just do this, this. I said, okay, let me go over here and get one of these. So I walked over there to the fortune teller, full of the Holy Ghost. I was. But I walked over there to the fortune teller, and she wasn't looking. She just passed them out. And then I reached to grab one. She snatched it back. Wasn't even looking. She just snatched it back. She looked up at me. I said, I can't have one. She said, you don't want this, you Christian. I said, yes. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you knew. She knew. She knew. When I was working on, I think it was part five, I was in Starbucks and I was sitting down working in Starbucks. Now, these witches, y'all, they own their stuff. And there was this dude sitting next to me and he had a book, The Secret of the Tarot. And he had a bunch of mini tarot cards. And he was sitting there just practicing and doing his thing or whatever. So I sat down next to him and he saw my Maverick stuff I had on. He said, hey, man, you like the Mavs? I said, yeah, man, the Mavs, that's my team. You know, I think they're going to do good this year. And but I said, you know, I think they're going to do good. So we're just sitting there. And so I opened my laptop and pull out part five, right? And I'm working on it. And I turned it so he couldn't see it. And I turned it, he couldn't see what I was doing. So I'm just working on it. And he's working on his tarot. And I looked down, I saw that tarot stuff. I said, oh my goodness, this is a doggone witch. He's sitting right next to me. So we'll see how this plays out. So I keep working, and he's doing, then he's all of a sudden he says, he grabbed up all his stuff and moved to the other side of the room and he just looked at me. And I was sitting there like, yeah. Yes. I like that kind of stuff. You know, because they know. You know, we the only one walking around don't know nothing. Now we walk around don't know what we capable of. We don't know what God can do through us. We just walk around just miserable all the time. You don't even understand what you're dealing with. Don't you understand God has the greatest power? Period. That means there's no one above him. When you say Most High God, do you understand what you're saying? You know what Most High means? That means he defeats all. That's under him. So what you scared? Look at somebody and say, what you scared of? I ain't scared of no demons, monsters, and devils. Because at the name of Jesus, they all got to do the same thing. And what is that? Every knee has to. You better know what you're dealing with when this day comes. I got some scriptures down here, and I'm closing, but I got some scriptures down here so you can get a good understanding of these things, witchcraft, how it was practiced, and the Bible tells us how not to use divination, observer of times, which is horoscopes. We don't observe times by the stars. So Christians, when you follow horoscopes, you're following witches. You better know that. And they will set your life on a course not intended for you. That's what horoscopes are all about. Enchanters, witches, charmers, wizards. Amen. Harry Potter. You know, Harry Potter, the character, is based, loosely based on the childhood life of Aleister Crowley. That's Aleister Crowley as a boy in Harry Potter. Okay? They do actual spells, actual ceremonies in that movie. So if you're watching it in your house, it'll tell them what jumped out the screen. And if your children are reciting it or reading it, it becomes a part of who they are. Are y'all listening to me? That's why she did it. She made that movie intentionally to promote those things. Are y'all listening? Necromancy, that's communicating with the dead. I talked about these things in part six extensively, so get that video if you don't have it. But we don't talk to the dead, grandmama and Uncle Otha. Some of y'all know Uncle Otha just coming and visiting, and he's been dead 20 years. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. Because of these abominations, the Lord will drive you out from before them. Familiar spirits. This is Saul calling up a familiar spirit. And the Bible says Saul died for his transgressions, which he committed against the Lord, because he called up the spirit of Samuel, right? From the dead. Now, I don't know for sure if that was Samuel. I think it was an imposter that he called up. The Bible doesn't say, but something talked to him and he got in trouble for it. We know Saul was into the wrong stuff. Then wizards, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and of course they threw their snakes down. And what did those wizards do? They threw their snakes down. I mean, Moses threw his rod down. They threw their rod down, or their scepters, and they became snakes as well. Now, we know Moses' snakes ate their snakes, but I'd been sitting there with my jaw on the ground at the fact that they had snakes too. How did they get snakes? Right. We just skip over that part. Oh, yeah, God was victorious. Wait! They had snakes, too. So you don't play with the devil on this stuff, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm warning you. And then finally, having accursed things in your possession will cause you to fall. And this is a very powerful story of Joshua and Achan. And Joshua began to lose the battles because Achan had hidden things from their enemy in their tent. This is why the devil opens those portholes. This is why he wants you watching those horror movies, so that when you put these things or have these things in your possession, you are defeated. That's why you have no victory, no power. God is even showing me that even this Catholic stuff that preachers are wearing, I'm talking about this in part 7. A lot of these preachers wearing, God told me, said, when they dressed up in that Catholic, the fish hat and all that junk, have you ever seen one of them cast out a devil? I ain't never even seen a man wearing a clergy collar cast out a devil. And I've been around a long time, because the clergy collar is the fallen halo. Instead of on your head, you know, it's from Chaldea, from Babylon. And so I'm like, whenever I see them dressed up in the robes and all this stuff, I never see no power. You can't operate in power wearing this stuff. And I know that's a sharp blow for a lot of people, but do your research. It's messed up. But we've allowed this stuff because we didn't do the research. That's why I'm giving you, look at somebody say research. That's why I'm giving you research now. You can go check all this stuff. It's all, you can get it anywhere. Go to the library. You know, if your thing is microfilm, go get that. I mean, whatever you got to do. If you don't have no computer, you got to use microfilm, cool. But whatever you have to do, research this stuff, because this stuff is real. And they are planning to do this stuff this day. So we can't take it lightly, amen? How many of you appreciate God for information? I love information. Tell me the truth!
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.